Welcome to another episode of At the Table with Patrick Lencioni, where everything we talk about is related to changing the world of work so that more organizations can be more effective and less dysfunctional, and employees can be more fulfilled and less miserable. I'm your host, Pat Lencioni, and I'm joined by Cody Thompson, my co-host. How you doing, Cody?
Doing great.
And Matt Lencioni, we've got our engineer on the spot here. We just had a great conversation about what we're going to talk about today, and that is what, Cody?
Pain relief is your business.
That's right. Pain relief is your business. What do we mean by that? Well, here's how this came about. Last week, I had what I would consider to be one of the most gratifying days of my career. And I was exhausted, but I felt so good about it. Mm-hmm. I felt so thankful that I could do this work. And it was because I was working with two people who were really in a lot of pain. They were really struggling with something. They weren't getting along. And it was terribly bothering them and their families. And they worked together. And someone called and said, can you help these people deal with this? And I remember thinking, yeah, I would love to, because they were both in such bad situations because of this conflict they were having. Yeah. So I got to spend time with them. And in the course of this conversation, and both of them came here very afraid, I was able to watch, to literally watch them go from pain and misery and fear to relief and friendship and a sense of joy. Mm. And I thought, that is the most amazing experience I've ever had. Just because to experience someone losing pain is one of the true joys of life. In fact, I think maybe that's why we're here, is to help other people experience less pain.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was so interesting, Pat, that day after, I knew, so we were working together that day.
You guys were praying for us.
Yeah, and you had this meeting that we all knew about, and it went deep into the evening. We made dinner reservations, you went out, you know, so I knew that this was going to be a behemoth effort by you. And then you walk in the next day, and your description of how this was so meaningful to you, the satisfaction you felt, sparked this conversation about, like, how wonderful is it to help people do away with those things that are causing pain, even interpersonally. And that's what this podcast is about, is that's everyone's business.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing. If you go to somebody and say, I'm in pain, or somebody's in pain, I think we naturally go, well, let's help them. Mm-hmm. And we just forget that that's pretty much what we're all supposed to be doing, but there's just different kinds of pain. Here at the Table Group, the pain we're helping people deal with is politics and frustration and confusion and a leader's pain that they know they're not doing the right thing for their people, or employees' pain when they don't feel engaged in their work.
Right.
Or when people are leaving an organization and the people are feeling pain, they're like, can you help us fix this? And that's really what we do. We don't call it that. That's not on our website or on our in a brochure. But really what we're trying to do is help people find relief in the midst of challenge.
Well, and it is everything that our business is predicated on. I mean, and the baseline of this is that we as human beings are meant to work together.
Right.
You know, we're meant to work together, to rely on each other. And in that case, there's a personal thing that's going on that's causing problems. When we talk about the health of an organization, when we say this is the reason you focus on the health of the organization, because even the smartest companies, if they're not in the business of pain relief, if they don't understand that pain, interpersonal dynamics, those sorts of things actually will derail the rest of the company, then they're hosed.
Yeah, it just occurred to me that we call it organizational health, and we're in the pain relief business. Now, but all of our clients are also in the pain relief business.
Right.
But in different ways.
And that's why we almost name this, you know, everybody's in the pain relief business, or you are a pain reliever, but because it doesn't matter what role you're in or what industry you're in, everyone right. is in this business.
Yeah. Let's say you're the CEO of a company or a manager, a leader. Your job is twofold. And that is, one, you're in the pain relief business for your people, removing obstacles and helping them use their skills and to be successful. And it's frustrating. And I always talk about, my dad used to come home from work, God rest his soul, and he was frustrated. And so I think as a kid, I was like, I want to relieve his pain. And later when I got when I got older, that's the business I got into. So if you're a leader or a manager, you're doing that for your people, but you're also doing it for your customers. Mm-hmm. And regardless of what kind of business you're in, I mean, granted, if you're a doctor, you're in the pain relief business, but if you're selling software, it's like your customers are experiencing some sort of pain that your product is helping them deal with.
Right. And the market sort of proved this out, right? If you're not solving someone's pain, your business likely doesn't thrive or survive.
Exactly.
And all good businesses ideas come from working backwards from a pain point. And what we were talking about is when companies get big enough where they lose sight of that, individual employees within the company lose sight of the end pain that they're relieving, whether it's a software service or anything else, that actually...
It deprives them of their joy.
Exactly.
And that's why I say small companies are actually preferable, because in a small business, everyone is connected to and close to the pain point and the pain relief.
Right.
And when you come home from work and go, I got to see somebody experience relief. I don't care if you're fixing their refrigeration or if you're cutting their hair or if you're doing surgery on them. Everyone that works in an organization should get to see that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have employees who go, oh, I just file paperwork or I just fix people's computers, and they're not thinking about the reason why they need to fix those computers, they're just doing that. It's really hard to love what you do.
Right.
You know, it's so funny. We think about doctors. I think most people think like, oh, if I were a doctor, I'd want to be a pediatrician. Because
mm-hmm.
what's better than watching a child have their pain relieved? Now, well, you wouldn't want to be the one that gives them shots.
No. I prefer my method as a parent where I just kiss it and it goes away and then I look like a doctor. You know?
That's right. That's right. Now, what's interesting about this is in the field of medicine, there's one kind of doctor that doesn't get to experience pain relief very often, and that's a dentist.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard stories where dentists experience sometimes lower job satisfaction or more personal problems. And I think it's because people associate going to the dentist with
pain. Like you have to go through more pain. The ultimate goal is still pain relief,
right.
But you have to go through a little bit of pain to get there.
Exactly. And so dentists have to actually cause pain in order to relieve it. And they're not usually around. You leave the dentist's office in pain. And a day, 2 days later, you're like, oh, that feels better.
Right.
And so it's probably tough for them. But for everyone else, we need to ask ourselves, whose pain are we relieving?
Yeah. Well, and that is directly tied to, you know, we talk about passion. You know, we use this phrase around the office when we're working with clients that, you kind of have to go in there sometimes and light yourself on fire.
Right.
And what we mean by that is like, you have to be the one that cares enough about them and that sees the light at the end of the tunnel enough to go and push harder.
Oh, that's very interesting.
And it's like, the reason we're doing that actually is because we know on the other side of that, if they get this, it's going to be such a relief to them.
Yeah.
That they're going to be able to lay their head on the pillow at night and not worry about some of the things that they're worried about. And so if you are a manager or a CEO and you can't connect the pain relief and let your employees know that, or let your company know that, it's hard for people to get passionate about what you do.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it's almost worth, listeners should ask themselves, whose pain am I relieving?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, what my company's pain, what are they doing? And then what do I do in the process of doing that? And if you're a teacher, you know, you're like, is there a student that struggles with math?
Right.
Or that is afraid that they're not good enough? And you're going to get to go, I think that's why people are drawn to teaching. They're like, I can't wait to see somebody go, I don't hate math anymore. Or now I can read, right? If you cut hair, we have in our funky building, we have downstairs these wonderful people that there's a hair salon. And, you know, people go in there thinking, I don't like the way I look, or is this going to be a good haircut or a bad haircut? And if they leave and go, wow, I feel good about myself, that's the joyful moment.
Yeah. And you having that conversation, that interpersonal sort of dialogue that actually helped relieve that pain for people, everyone can experience that.
Yeah.
You know, like, and this sounds, if it sounds trite or touchy-feely or pie in the sky, it's not.
Not at all.
That it could be a colleague of yours. What you do at your job can relieve somebody else's pain.
Well, you know, we talk about Southwest Airlines because they're such a great company. And Gary Kelly, the CEO, always tells people, we are here because everyone flying has some experience in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some sort of pain. They don't know their customers well enough, or they want to go to a family reunion because they feel distant, or somebody died, or they're going to see somebody they miss. Your job is to connect them to that experience.
Right.
And you know, if anybody thinks that's soft, ask yourself, would you rather work someplace where people said that's your job, or just make sure that they, you know, put their seatbelt on and that they don't make a mess?
Right. It is a paradigm shift. If you personally, as a manager, employee, leader, can make the shift to, I'm a pain reliever, whose pain am I relieving? It actually takes on a whole new way that you see your job. It'll take on a whole new like perspective of you, how you manage your employees and how much we get done. And I will say this, that working in the industry that we're in, like that we're so connected to that. But it also goes back to the methodology. Healthy companies that have a clear why do we exist.
Yeah.
Ours, we say at the beginning of this podcast, we say at the beginning of all of our meetings to help make work more fulfilling. That actually is one of the things that when I go home at night, I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
When I hear stories of friends who have jobs that they don't love, I'm like, we have to help.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I give speeches a lot for a living. And you know who I think about when I do that is the person organizing the meeting or the event I go to, because they're nervous. And they're like, okay, we picked the speaker, or we really want the people in the audience to be glad they came here. And so I'm really thinking about, is this person, when we're done, going to feel like good about the decision, and they're going to be relieved that it went well. And so it's not the audience. I mean, I want the audience to like it too. I loved what I talk about. But afterward, I really want to go check in with that person and have them go, oh my gosh, thank you. I'm so relieved that that went well, because they're really worried.
Yeah.
And I think the more we can wake up every morning and say, okay, God, whose pain can I relieve today? The more focused we're going to be, the more meaningful we're going to feel at the end of the day, and the better we're going to be both as a manager and a business leader or a customer service person.
Let me ask you this. You know, if someone's listening to this and they're asking the question like, you know, I'm in cost accounting. Yep. Are you serious about this? Am I in the pain relief business? What do you say?
I would say two things. First of all, get to know what the business is you're doing cost accounting for and whose pain they're relieving. Because, you know, when invoices come in, look at that and go, this is somebody who paid money for us, or we're charging to do something to relieve their pain. So you should be interested in that. But then think about the people you're serving internal to the organization, where if you do a good job, their pain will be less. They're like, I'm having pain because my customers are not getting billed or whatever. You know, I don't know what the hell cost accounting is, to be quite.
I just made that
up. It was my lowest grade in college. But the point is, connect with the pain of the people you're serving in your organization and be interested in the pain of the customers who are paying the bills. You know, and there's some jobs where this is easy, and there's some jobs where you have to think about it. But I think if you're the CEO of a business of any kind, say, whose pain are we relieving?
That's great. You know, it actually brings me to, I want to do a quick commercial. We talked about it last week, but this ties directly into what we've been working on at the Table Group.
The six types of working genius. Oh, we're so excited because we know people are going to have their pain relieved through this.
Yeah.
The only problem is we're not going to be there when they experience it. So we're hoping for good stories, but tell us about what we're doing there, Cody.
Yeah. So a couple of announcements here would be on October 30th.
This is the third time we've told people this. We're really excited for this. So
October 30th, you're giving the first ever speech, and we're doing a virtual speech. Normally we go out and we speak at private companies or whatever, you know, private events. This is a free virtual speech that we want as many people as possible to sign up
for. 5 to 10,000, we're hoping.
If you have heard Pat speak, great. If you haven't, it's a treat. I'll say that. But this new model, as it relates to what we're talking about here, this is part personality assessment. Like part, you get to understand what your areas of working genius are.
Yeah, your God-given gifts.
And then you also, on the flip side, get to understand what your areas of working frustration are.
Yeah.
And when we embrace this idea that teams need each other to be successful, and we put ourselves in the right positions to complement each other's strengths and weaknesses, we've been talking about this. And I in the model, I'm one of the working geniuses, galvanizer. This is what I'm doing right now around this, because I'm so excited about it, is telling the world that this has the potential to be really impactful in people's jobs, in their marriages.
Imagine coming to work and saying to everybody, hey, you guys, it turns out this is what I'm really naturally gifted at. Mm-hmm. And somebody's saying, let's put you to use in that area. And by the way, this stuff over here, I'm really frustrated by. And they go, oh my gosh, we shouldn't make you do that all the time. Let's swap jobs.
And we've already done that at the Table Group. And we've reorganized, and we're getting more done and feeling that relief. It's amazing.
So, and we're seeing clients do it already too.
Absolutely. So October 30th, I'm going to put a little link in the podcast show notes. So on Apple or wherever you get your podcast, you can click on that link. You can register for the event. You could also go to tablegroup.com, and we'll have a little pop-up window in the next day or so that will allow you to go there. Or go to the podcast section, and it'll be on the show notes for the podcast.
And the website is workinggenius.com.
Which is coming soon. If you go there right now, it'll say coming soon, but that will change on Monday, the 19th.
Very good. So we're really excited because we know there's a lot of people who are going to have less pain as a result of that. They're going to go home at night and feel better, and they're going to wake up more excited to go to work. That's the business we're in. The business you're in is relieving somebody's pain. Talk about that.
Yeah.
Talk about that at work tomorrow. Like, whose pain do you relieve? All right. So that's our podcast today. We want to thank you for joining us. We really appreciate you. I wish we could have more conversations with you. We love when you send questions or notes. Until next time, we want to say take care and God bless.